This is Neil Doody for Art Sound FM, and this morning I'm talking with Gretel Harrison from Finck, and the reason why we're talking today is about the Finck Collaborative Jug Project. Good morning, Gretel.
Good morning, Neil. Happy to be here.
Thank you. So can you tell us how this project came into being?
Well, when COVID broke, obviously all the retail outlets closed, all the big galleries that we deal with closed, and we were standing there going, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? And I was very aware that I didn't want to let any of my staff go. They all have families and kids, and so I wanted to make sure that we could all be occupied somehow. Many years ago, Robbie and I had done some kind of Blue Poles-inspired jugs, and we had a small exhibition in Sydney. And we'd always talked about the idea of doing some sort of collaborative project like that.
Okay.
And, I mean, Finckers always work collaboratively. Robbie was incredibly strong in that area. We had something like, I don't know, maybe 40 interns who'd worked throughout the 27 years. And a lot of the products that we have worked collaboratively with lots of other artists.
Yeah.
So this seemed like a natural progression. So I selected 15 different artists that Robbie had worked with or we had done projects with over the years that we thought would want to give it a go. And that's kind of how it started, right at the beginning of COVID, around 20th of March.
Okay, what was interesting with the artists when I looked at the list, they weren't really the obvious ones necessarily, were they?
No. They all come from completely different walks of life. We've our graphic designer, Louise Scrivener. She's been with us for 25 years working as our graphic designer. So it's really good to take somebody who wouldn't normally make something but still has a very strong design background.
Yeah. In fact, I noticed you've got jewellers, you've got glassmakers. These people will probably end up taking on board some of the things that they learned in this process and it'll be part of their career from here on, I guess.
I know that one particular artist had taken a bit of a break. He was finding his practice a bit daunting, and this has kind of reinvigorated his practice, and he's gone back into the studio. And so that, to me, is really quite heartwarming that I've helped him kind of get over some issues.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
So the auction itself starts this Friday, doesn't it? But it goes on for the whole weekend.
Yeah.
How does it work?
Well, it'll all be online. When we first decided about the project, we didn't know how long COVID would not allow us to be able to have an exhibition, which was what's our original idea. We thought, no, well, online auction is probably the most easiest and able to access people, therefore also Australia-wide, not just here in Canberra. So there's an auction site. It's just a matter of registering and bidding.
And you can find that auction site from Finck.
If you go to the Finck website, there'll be a direct link there on the front page. There'll also be, you'll find links on our Instagram and also on our Facebook page as well.
Mm. Now, speaking of Instagram, I'm starting to see some of the product turning up there now.
Yes, we did a photographic shoot last week and I've only just recently received all the images. So we've sent out a series of images that just show details, just to give a little bit of a peek as to what's to come, which will be launched on Friday.
Yeah. Okay. And the Friday as well, for people who are in Canberra, there's the opportunity to actually see this live still, isn't there?
Yeah. We have a series of viewings that we start at 5 o'clock on Friday in our workshop. And we've got a limit of 15 people per session, and there's 7 sessions for half an hour sessions a piece. And people will come have a few nibbles and maybe a drink as well with us and meet some of the artists who have been involved in the project.
Mm. And once again, you can book for that from the Finck site.
Yeah, from Eventbrite. And on the Finck website, down the bottom, there's a little click where you can click in to be able to go to.
Terrific. And as well as the things we've been talking about, the collaborative project, there's also another beneficiary, which is Headspace.
Yeah. I guess with Robbie's accident, I had never dealt with large trauma in my life, and going through grief is a pretty difficult thing. I have 2 teenage girls and it hit them both very badly. Mm-hmm. And at the time I had no idea how difficult it was to try and find a psychologist or grief counsellor. And at one point we were on a wait list for 8 weeks to get to see somebody. Mm-hmm. So I thought, given COVID and all the rest of it, and that mental health is a very important issue in our community, and our community is always given back to us as Finck itself, so I thought, let's donate part of the proceedings of the profits that we get directly back to the community and to give to them.
That's terrific. In fact, it sort of underlines the great aspirations of the project overall. It's a wonderful project. And thanks for coming in and talking with us today about it.
Oh, thank you, Neil. It's been great to be here.
Thank you.
Cheers.